Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be speaking about three new smartphones that have been launched by Nokia, which is a brand now currently under HMD Global. The three phones that have been launched are called the Nokia 6 2018, the Nokia 7 Plus and the Nokia 8 Sirocco. And to talk about these, we have our resident Nokia experts. That's Jamshed Awari.
Hello.
And Rishi Albani.
I thought you're a Bothy expert.
Yeah, but I'm not the Nokia expert.
Bothy, Nokia, same thing.
Okay then, I'm your host Pranay Parab. So, first things first, I think the most important launch of these three probably has to be the Nokia 6 2018, considering that it's also the most affordable of these three smartphones.
The version India gets, before those of you in the comments or listening are wondering, we get the 3GB, 32GB version of the Nokia 6. And that'll be available from April 6 at select mobile outlets and Nokia mobile shop. So that is where you can get it. So if you're thinking that, you know, it'll be an online exclusive, thankfully that's not the case. It seems that they're taking the mass market rather seriously with this one.
Yeah, so just to like clarify things, we're recording this on the 4th of April, just after Nokia announced these three phones in India. So the Nokia 6 2018, I mean, it's priced at 16,999 rupees in India. And as Rishi pointed out, it's not available like everywhere out there. It's on. It's only with select mobile outlets and the Nokia mobile shop. So now, this phone's predecessor, the Nokia 6, which came out last year, also had a similar promise of very good battery life. But in our tests, it did not really deliver. So do you think the things will change with this phone, or can we expect more of the same?
Well, I mean, Nokia is promising 60% better performance over the original phone. And again, I mean, we've seen some wildly varying differences between what's been promised by companies and what the real world expectation is. So I'd actually wait out before passing judgment. It's too early to tell, particularly given how iffy performance was on last year's phone.
Yeah.
So that's something we'd want to wait out on. What's interesting as well is that there are a bunch of color options on this one, like three color options. And I think there's black copper, white iron, and blue gold, three options for the phone, which is, I mean, in my opinion, pretty generous considering most brands just do a black and white option.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. So, Jamshed, I believe you are the one who's been studying all the competition around this phone, and the sub 20,000 price bracket is full of options.
Yeah, there's been quite a few launches recently, and well, Nokia's going to have a tough time because historically, I mean, ever since the comeback under HMD, Nokia phones have been priced slightly at a premium, and the company might be playing on nostalgia or, you know, the brand name itself, brand loyalty to an extent. But the fact of the matter is that people at this price point don't have a lot of money to spend, and they want to spend it wisely. And a lot of time has passed. A lot of other companies have gained decent enough reputations. So in terms of specifications, Nokia is going to have a tough time competing.
Yeah.
So as you said, as Rishi said rather, we're getting the 3GB RAM, 32GB storage version of the Nokia 6 in India, and it's priced at 16,999 rupees. Now that happens to be exactly the price of the Redmi Note 5 Pro, which comes with 6GB of RAM and 64GB of storage, as well as a Snapdragon 636 processor at that price, as opposed to the Nokia 6's Snapdragon 630. So already there's an immediate disadvantage. Then we come to things like style. The Nokia 6 does not have a modern, taller display. The Nokia 6 2018, that is. So immediately it's not going to look as exciting to buyers. If you know, you want a phone that you can show off, if you want something that you know, makes you, you know, like the most popular in your group. You know, like,
yeah,
used to be in the old days of the Nokias where we were all comparing four-digit model, yeah, numbers. And like, oh, I've got the 8310. No, I've got the 7210.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It's not going to work on that level now.
And what's even more amusing is that even in terms of camera, this one uses a 16-megapixel rear camera with Zeiss optics, while the Xiaomi's use, I think, optics, as Jamshed rightly pointed out. And I mean, on the other hand, the Xiaomi's use Sony sensors, if I'm not mistaken.
Nokia will make the most of this partnership with Zeiss. We're going to have to wait till we get the phones in hand to do a comparison. And we'd love to do a comparison between the two of these specifically. As of now, Nokia is going to make a lot of noise about its camera hardware and software.
Yeah, but it's not a dual camera, right? So,
yeah, well, a lot of people, again, will choose phones based on features like that. So, yeah, that's going to be another area in which Nokia will struggle. One thing that it does have going for it, though, is build quality. And I saw these phones hands-on at MWC 2018 earlier this year when they were first unveiled to the world. And the Nokia 6 and, frankly, the rest of the lineup felt really incredibly solid. I mean, this is a single block of metal. It's thick, it's chunky. It feels extremely reassuring.
And I think the aspect of being reassuring also extends to the software, because what Nokia is promising is secure and up-to-date Android updates. Which, and the skin itself is pretty much close to stock Android as well.
It is stock Android. It's Android 1.
There we go. So, I mean, if you're the sort who wants a stock Android experience and finds the Pixels too expensive, this could be a decent option. And also, again, if you compare it to the Xiaomi's, they have MIUI. Well, it's up to you whether you prefer that feature-laden experience over stock Android or not.
Yeah. Xiaomi's shipped a lot of its recent phones with Android 7.1.2. As of now, Nokia is one of very few brands using Android 1. And in fact, it's gone all in. So it's Android 1 across the board for Nokia from this year onwards, which means that we can expect very frequent updates and security patches.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a very glamorous feature. That's not something that a lot of people have on their checklists.
But maybe they should.
Yeah, maybe they should.
Yeah,
I mean, based on last year's lineup, which was pretty exciting when we first saw it, the company has sort of toed the line when it comes to offering decent specifications. I mean, there's no single model that really excels in any one area. Like, several companies use, say, a great front camera to promote the selfie experience, or great batteries, or anything, you know, any one sort of hook that you can hang the entire brand on. So Nokia risks coming across now as slightly overpriced and under-delivering in terms of the overall experience.
Yeah.
And that's going to be something that this company has to proactively fight against.
Yeah, so the recurring theme is this, what you just mentioned. The Redmi Note 5 Pro, unfortunately, is available only via flash sales. And from the looks of it, the Nokia 6 2018 may have an edge over that in terms of availability. Because usually what happens is when somebody can't buy a phone which they need immediately, they would settle for the second best alternative. And there are a bunch of these options now in the sub 20,000 price bracket. I believe even the Moto G5 S Plus is in that price range only.
Yeah, and we're looking at the Moto G6 launching relatively soon.
Yeah, so Nokia definitely has its work cut out, and I'm not sure if the Nokia 6 2018 offers enough to entice people away from all of these other options that are there in the market at that price range.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it just seems like a perfect plan B phone. It's like, hey, you know, the actual phone you want is not available, it's out of stock, it can't be found, buy this instead. And I don't know if that's a feasible long-term strategy. I don't know if it's something that can actually help push the brand forward. Because the other thing which we're looking at a situation where, thanks to how phones are marketed these days, people pay more attention to spec than they ever have. People pay attention. They want to know what screen they have. They want to know what cameras they have. They want to know what RAM, how much storage space they get. And to me, it just seems to be the plan B, the second option, the option you choose when nothing else is available, when the more exciting phones don't seem to be available. And I agree completely with the both of you, because they was with the bothy of you, rather.
Oh, come.
I regret nothing. That Nokia does have its work cut out for it. And I think the 6 extends to the 7 Plus as well.
Yeah, so I sincerely apologize for any ears that may be bleeding after hearing that pun. But the Nokia 7 Plus is... Well, it's priced at 26,000 rupees, 25,999 to be accurate. Its pre-booking begins from April 20 and it will go on sale from the 30th of April. So now, with this phone, it's actually in an interesting price bracket, isn't it? Because the 20,000 to 30,000 price range doesn't have that many amazing options as we would see in the sub 20 and the 30 plus
price range. But that's also because there are so many great options below 20K that a lot of people don't feel the need to spend that much anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sort of, you know, the market is divided into the entry level side and the flagship side.
Yes.
And yeah, it's the death of the mid range, which I frankly don't see it being a problem.
Yeah, honestly, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But very, very recently, we've seen two phones from BBK Electronics. One is the Oppo F7 and the other one is the Vivo V9. Both have launched in this price range, and now the Nokia 7 Plus is also here. So, Jamshed, do you want to tell us about like how this phone compares against the Oppo and the Vivo phones?
I'm going to pick the Oppo F7 in particular because that's the more relevant of these two.
And it's also the better one, just launched. Yeah.
Well, again, let's wait for our full reviews.
Yeah.
But it certainly looks competitive. So the Oppo F7 is priced at 21,990 rupees, which is immediately a benefit compared to 25,999 for the Nokia 7 Plus. The Oppo gives you 4GB RAM, 64GB storage, which is the same for the 7 Plus. So that's interesting. Oppo has chosen to go with MediaTek's new Helio P60 processor, and that includes a bunch of optimizations and specific hardware for AI. So Oppo is using that for things like selfie enhancement. So the 7 Plus has a good old Snapdragon 660. We're going to have to see how these two compare because there's no easy head-to-head comparison right now. But the interesting thing about the 7 Plus is that it's the only one of Nokia's new phones that were all shown off at MWC this year to have an 18:9 screen. And 18:9 is already looking like it's going to be superseded by 19:9 thanks to notches.
Yeah.
So this actually might come down to whether you know, really, really hate the notch. So hopefully Nokia is not going to go down, just go down that road just because everyone else has. But based on what we're seeing so far, it might just be that Nokia is one cycle behind the rest. And we'll
or maybe they are planning something like that for the Nokia 9, which could be their upcoming flagship phone.
Well, yeah, you never know. Yeah. But again, it's going to take some time for Nokia to get to that point if it chooses to. So for right now, you actually have a competent notch-free alternative, which... you know, I wouldn't have said this a month ago when I first saw them, but looking at the way things are going now, that might actually be something that a lot of people look for.
Yeah, so Rishi, I'm pretty sure that because this phone doesn't have a notch, this is the one that you are going to be looking at, right?
It seems to be an interesting piece of kit simply because, I mean, more than the lack of the notch is the fact that it, of all things, it has a ceramic coating. Which I think is really cool because, I mean, we haven't seen too many phones in that price range sport anything with ceramic. I mean, the only one that comes to mind would possibly be the Mi Mix 2S, but then, hey, flash sale availability, yada, yada, yada. But what's interesting even with this is the fact that, one is, yes, the design is notch-free. Second, yes, there's a headphone jack. And, I mean, plus, yeah, it's also a part of the Android One program. But what's and much like the Nokia 6, the Nokia 7 Plus also promises 2 days of battery life, with 3800 mAh. But again, like we said, we'll have to see whether that actually ends up being the case or not. Though what I do find a little maybe at least that from what we know and what we're looking at right now, whatever information Nokia has given out, it doesn't seem to have any form of fast charging. So to me, that could be a point of concern where, you know, a 3800 mAh battery but no fast charging, which means you're never going to run out of juice because you'll be next to a charging point to charge the damn thing. So I don't know. That to me seems to be a bit of concern. And availability is a little, I mean, if you know, with at least with all three phones, they seem to be offering different availability. With the 7 Plus, at least they're offering an online option through Amazon. Otherwise, it's through Nokia's own mobile shop or offline outlet. So at least, yeah, they're offering another option. Though I don't necessarily think that this is going to be one that many people would even bother with because I mean it's a no man's land in terms of pricing. That's what I feel because it's I mean let's be honest, close to this price point you can pick up a Mi Mix 2
or a Nokia 8
A Nokia 8 exactly. Yeah. So the pricing seems to be no man's land. The only reason you can bother with this is for the finer details like the build quality, like the lack of a notch, like the ceramic kind of feel. And I don't know how many people would actually bother with that.
Yeah,
I disagree because for me, this was actually the most interesting of all the phones that Nokia launched at MWC. It seemed to be the most relevant, and it seemed to hit the most, you know, points of interest as far as what people are looking for today. Although I will say that that's before I knew the price in India.
Exactly.
So what we're looking at is the 18:9 screen, 6000 series aluminum body, the ceramic coating, as you said. It's got a little bit of flair with, you know, the bronze highlights around the camera ring and the company logo. But it's also got those dual cameras and Zeiss optics in the front and at the back. So again, the Nokia 6 2018 did not have a Zeiss camera in the front.
Yep.
Not sure how many people will look at that degree of subtlety. But it's the kind of thing that we hope will come out when we do a review. Because if the cameras are genuinely that good, if they are that much better than the Oppos and Vivos of this world, then it will be worth that extra $4,000. We will make that recommendation if the cameras push it up.
True. Hmm. But then, and here's the other thing though, is that while the price is 25,999 rupees, Nokia also says there are special cashback offers. At the time of recording this podcast, these are unknown to what level these cashbacks or offers tend to be. So there's a good possibility that that price may just even go a little lower.
All right then. So we'll find out how this phone performs. Just wait for our full review, which should be out, I don't know, whenever the Nokia sends us a review unit.
Hint, maybe. Hint.
Yeah. Cool then. So the final phone on the list is probably the least exciting of the lot, which is the Nokia 8 Sirocco Edition. Now, the Nokia 8 Sirocco Edition is not very, very different from the Nokia 8 that was launched last year, except for like this nostalgia angle to it, which is the whole Sirocco branding and of course the massive price increase.
Yeah, so I mean, they could have just called it the Nokia 8 Special Edition and released it around the same time instead of going for nostalgia bait.
Or the Nokia 8, you can't afford this edition.
No, yeah, that too. But so the Sirocco edition is, so the term Sirocco actually comes from a special range of the Nokia 8800 slider phones, which were full metal. And Nokia seems to be leaning into that branding for this specific version of the Nokia 8. What you get is a phone that has that seems to be chunky from the bottom and the top. Sides seem to be slightly bezel-free. There is no 3.5mm headphone jack. There's 6 gigs of RAM. And there seems to be just a lot more gloss and polish in terms of the build quality. Now, I've used the Nokia 8 for a bit. And it's a durable, nice-looking, handy piece of a kit. But I mean, it is prone to sliding off tables. At least that's what I had experienced. You need a case for that. I don't know if that would be the situation with the Sirocco, but I mean, honestly, that price point though, Pranay,
yeah,
take
it's
it away.
49,999 rupees, which is like similar to the Samsung Galaxy S8 now.
It is in fact identical to the Samsung Galaxy S8 now.
Yeah, and I mean, what you get is you get an OLED screen, dual selfie cameras, and additional storage. Now, does that justify the price increase, considering we're just on the cusp of 845 chipset phones? Because this is running an 835 chip.
Yeah.
So the thing is, Jamshed, do you think this is, I mean, worth considering right now?
I think you're right in a sense about the whole nostalgia thing. There's definitely the fact that the company is trying to appeal to people on that level. But you know what? The 8800 Sirocco wasn't that popular. There's not a lot of people that would have even heard of it, let alone owned it or even seen one in person, because it was ridiculously expensive. It was a showpiece. And I think this is a showpiece in the same sense. Now, this is my analysis of the situation. But what I see is that a lot of companies feel the pressure to launch something on the flagship level every year at MWC. And it's not always the case that they'll have something ready. So we saw, you know, a few brands this year declined to do that. Motorola didn't, Lenovo didn't, HTC didn't. We're looking at, if you remember last year's situation where the Snapdragon 835 wasn't ready, we had some companies pull out brand new phones at that point with the Snapdragon 821. You know, LG and HTC again did that. Sorry, scratch that. I'm not sure about HTC. LG did that famously, and it missed the boat on the 835. And I think that's what we're seeing over here. We're just seeing a company that isn't ready to launch its next flagship, but it did want to have something available. It did want to refresh its highest end offering. So we have the Sirocco, which is pretty much entirely focused on looks. The screen curves around the sides very much like Samsung and even BlackBerry have done. It does look very, very good. It looks extremely slick. The only problem with it is that fingerprints are unavoidable. It completely and entirely unavoidable. And yes, it is still quite slippery.
Yeah, so the Nokia 8 right now is selling for around 27,000 rupees, the regular non-Sirocco version. So do you think this Sirocco version like justifies that price increase of some 22,000-23,000 rupees on that?
No, I don't think this is meant to be a mass market phone anyway. I don't think it's meant to be looked at in that sense. There are people who might like it just because of its looks, and again, just because it's Nokia and it's solid. And okay, you know, it's going to have a decent camera. It's going to have that Android One promise. It's going to have reasonable power to get you through like the next couple of years, unless you truly enjoy living on the edge. But it's not exciting in any other way.
Yeah, so I think even the Nokia 8 runs the 835, right? Mm-hmm. So it is pretty much like comparable in terms of specifications and like in terms of how long it'll last if you buy it today. It's not exactly like a completely outdated phone either.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing to keep in mind. I mean, essentially, if you think about it, if you just look at it in pure spec on paper and see what you're missing out on an extra 2 gigs of RAM and you're missing out the wondrous cutting edge tech of no 3.5 millimeter headphone jack.
So another important point.
So that's so to me, I mean, to me that seems to be the most standout difference.
Cheaper phone with a headphone jack. I think, you know,
Just so that everyone's clear, the new Nokia 8 Sirocco has a 5.5 inch screen which wraps around the sides, but it's not 18:9. It's not necessarily taller. You get 6 GB of RAM and 128 GB of storage, and the Snapdragon 835 processor. Whereas the equally priced Samsung Galaxy S8 right now gives you 4 GB RAM, 64 GB storage.
Yeah,
so
there is
that tiny little,
The equally priced iPhone 8 also gives you 64 GB of storage. So the iPhone 8 is currently selling for around 49,400 on online stores, if you know where to look. I mean, Gadget360 has a price comparison engine called pricey.com. You can go and check it out there. So, I think this phone, I mean, unless you're like a Nokia super fan of some kind who is blindly willing to throw like absurd amounts of money at Nokia for no particular reason, I don't think this phone like looks like something you want to buy.
But that said, you know, it still has enough, you know, to get by. You won't feel cheated in any sense. You might just really like it. You might feel that it's an indulgence and you might pick it up. I personally was hoping that Nokia would hit a price level that would put this phone up against something like the OnePlus 5T, you know, the mid-30s.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a more satisfactory price point because it's still premium, yet not quite flagship.
Yeah.
And this just seems a little too ambitious.
Yeah, I mean, a 39,999 price tag would have been far more appropriate, considering that, okay, they want to put that Sirocco branding and make this feel like a limited edition type of a phone or something. Yeah. But 49,999 is a bit too much. I mean, you can't be selling a phone with like last year's CPU for whatever reason at that price, considering that a current generation phone is selling at the same price.
And I think they may have missed the boat, at least at the time of recording this podcast. They haven't announced whether you'd be getting the Nokia Active Wireless earphones as well. That hasn't been, I mean, that's listed on Nokia's site, but there's no price, there's no availability. So, I mean, and at least on the site previously, even when the phone wasn't available, but it was coming to India, or if an item was there on the site that wasn't coming to India, it would at least let you sign up for a notification. That isn't present as well. So, I feel they may have missed the boat on that, particularly because, I mean, at least it gives you any, and we don't even know if it's going to be bundled with the phone, right? So, yeah, to me, that's a point of concern.
I think that's all we have for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week.
Cool. And for everybody that just wants to get a hands-on feel, look and feel of these phones, head over to gadgets360.com, where we've got our first impression stories from MWC. And our YouTube channel, where we have full video coverage of that launch event as well.
Yeah, you can find that on YouTube at Gadgets360. And we're also at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Same thing, Gadgets360. And thank you so much for listening.